Mr. Main, on your website, Crikey, you describe the shareholders who turn up to annual general meetings as old farts. I guess I come into that category then. It surprises me. What it may offend some of the orderly people here. It doesn't offend me. But I'm surprised that someone who wishes to be on this board describe the people who he'll be responsible to as old farts. You have no business experience at all, you admit it. You have a large ego, which is described by one of your colleagues in the Saturday paper. And you admit that your Crikey website and your shareholder website are not making money and you're seeking additional funds. What do you think you could actually bring to this company that's been doing extremely well for many, many years with directors who have produced the goods for we shareholders? Do you think you could really match this, or is this an ego trip for you?
In democracy grand.
Look, I'd just like to thank the earlier speaker for his comments. I'm all about open debate and more corporate democracy, and believe that everyone should be fully entitled to speak their mind and bear no grudges for his comments. I think I'd just briefly like to speak to the resolution as to why I've nominated. I guess a little bit disappointed that my platform was censored significantly, and so the shareholders weren't told why I was standing. Now, my background is I've been a business journalist for the last 11 years on papers such as the Financial Review, The Age, The Daily Telegraph and The Herald Sun. Over that time, I've been to literally hundreds of annual meetings and become very frustrated at the level of debate at these meetings. And basically have tried, I guess, to... as my overriding goal is to try and help create a greater culture of shareholder pressure and accountability in Australia, so that you get better debate, and so when you get directors who aren't performing, actually asked questions and asked to explain what's going on, I think it's better for everyone, a culture of accountability. And I guess the reason why I'm standing for Westfield Holdings is actually because the Westfield Trust, by law, is not required to have annual meetings. In my view, you've actually got probably the biggest conflict of interest going in corporate Australia being run at the moment in the overall Westfield structure, where you've got, since 1990, the Westfield Holdings share price has increased 25-fold, yet since 1990, the Westfield Trust unit price has not even doubled. And so what you've basically got here is the upstreaming of the benefit from the Westfield business model. Now, my argument is that the Westfield Trust should have independent directors. You can't have the same group of directors up here writing their own contracts, writing $4.2 billion worth of construction contracts with themselves. And who's in there representing the 37,000 Westfield Unit Trust holders like myself, like my wife, who's got units in Westfield America Trust? There's no one representing them. And that's why the contracts that are being written have profit margins of 25%. I think the other problem that you get in the structure is you get a financial incentive to develop, no matter what. Just have a look at what happened at Burwood, where you had Westfield Holdings promoting $300 million redevelopment of the Burwood site, paid for, of course, by Westfield Trust unit holders. Now, to defend that investment, to justify that $300 million investment paid for by Westfield Trust, you've seen this company engage in such tactics as doing bogus campaigns and bogus newsletters to the residents around a rival development. In other words, to justify the investment, to justify their fat development profit margin, they've been forced into doing very, very unethical business practices. Now, I don't know if everyone can sit here as Westfield Holdings shareholders and say, yeah, we're happy to make money out of a company that does this sort of thing. I personally think that there's a debate to be had here about whether this is ethical, about whether there is too much greed going on in this company and too many corners being cut, too many politicians being hired, too many political donations being made, too many deals being done, too many Ken Hooper style deals. So I don't want to get onto this board. I'm just here to make a point. I'll probably get 10% of the vote. I don't want to get on. So please don't vote for me. I would far rather, I'm actually standing to get on the Westfield Trust Board. And if I did get on, I would ask to be a representative of Westfield Trust and not Westfield Holdings. Because there needs to be someone standing up for the 37,000 Westfield Trust unit holders. And I think that at some point the Westfield Trust unit holders are going to realise what's going on here. And you should think about the fact that our share price is up at almost $13 at the moment. And you should think what is underpinning that. And you should ask yourself whether the party is going to go on forever. Whether unit holders like me in Westfield Trust are going to say, this is a rort, it's been going on for too long, and let's transfer some of the value back down to Westfield Trust rather than upstreaming it all to Westfield Holdings and then upstream through the salary deals to the Lowy family. Thanks very much.
I mean, you write a very good fiction story. I really don't know what else I can say about that. But you say, we'll see how many people will vote for you, and if you get elected, you'll be welcome on this board or any other board.